Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, yes.
I'm in Sydney. I'm not flitting all over the place any longer.
No, and welcome home, and you got out of...
My feet firmly on the ground here in all Sydney town.
You got out of New York just in time.
Just in time, indeed. Yes, look, I think it's a double nightmare hitting New York City as we speak. Hurricane Sandy due to arrive in a few hours, and of course I'm rather concerned because my son Lyndon lives there, and you won't believe it, but his flatmate's name is Sandy.
Yes, I just mentioned that, yes.
Oh dear. And Halloween, look, I cannot believe how these New Yorkers go to town dressing their houses with cobwebs and inflatable ghosts, skeletons' heads and swinging bats. In fact, one day last week when I stepped out from his apartment, I got the fright of my life. I was still waking up, and there was this wizened old man hanging on the fire escape outside, and he hadn't been there the night before, and he suddenly appeared overnight, and I almost jumped out of my skin. They really do go to town with it. And, of course, the jack-o'-lantern pumpkins you'll see everywhere, you know, those lovely big shiny pumpkins. I think I mentioned them to you last week when I was in Vermont. It was one of the reasons I went up there to see them growing in the fields. They've got them carved with different sorts of faces and expressions on them. Some are rather elegantly displayed. I saw one outside a Washington Park house. It looked rather beautiful. And they've got big displays of barrels of hay and pumpkins, apples and corn at Eataly. Eataly is E-A-T-A-L-Y. That's a big new Italian food market which has gone in on Fifth Avenue. Just amazing, actually. And at Cosby Street Hotel, which is one of the hip hotels down in the Lower East Side, I saw a lovely display of pumpkins and chilies and flowers. So they really do go to town. They celebrate Halloween in a huge way over there. I mean, I know it's come to Australia. I also know that a lot of people here dislike it intensely, but I think what we have to remember, it's not an American festival. It's actually an ancient pre-Christian Celtic festival, which coincided with their winter and celebrates death. You know, in Mexico, they also have the Day of the Dead. It's very nature-connected, as you can see, with the tie-in with all the pumpkins, and there are lots of apples on display as well, harvest time in New York. But one of the interesting things, there was an article in the New York Times that I came across up on the Upper East Side, which is a very upmarket area of New York. The hedge fund managers, you won't believe this, you know, these people who are billionaires, they're actually competing to see who has the best Halloween display.
Oh, goodness me.
And last week there were tourists and kids outside the doors of one fellow. He runs Avenue Capital, East 74th Street, taking photos of a dancing skeleton who was popping up out of a coffin. Just amazing.
Well, I know the kids love it, but I didn't know the arrows.
I just couldn't believe on the Upper East Side of New York, hedge fund managers, you know, out trying to outdo one another with their Halloween decorations. I haven't seen anything like this in Sydney, have you?
No.
No.
Tomorrow, the last day of October, of course, so tomorrow night.
Yes, and the kids will be trick-and-treating, of course.
Yes.
And I've got a terrific recipe put up for pumpkin cupcakes, which is really just a basic sort of butter cake mixture, different sugars. I've got brown sugar and white sugar in it. A lot of spices, cinnamon, nutmeg, allspice, and then pumpkin puree and a little bit of cream added to it, and, of course, eggs. And bake them in little cupcakes and then decorate them any way you like. I mean, I imagine kids will come up with all sorts of ideas. I've given a recipe there for a cream cheese frosting, and you can add a bit of cinnamon to that, which will make it nice and tasty.
Sounds lovely, and you can give it to the kids when they knock on the door tomorrow night.
Yes, indeed.
Good to talk to you. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Bye.